When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome into Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid TV. I'm Davis Maddock, joined by George Kurtz here today on the program. No Craig Mish, taking a day off. You know, he just was so overwhelmed with the hiring of Skip Schumacher as manager of the Miami Marlins. He just kind of had to take some time for himself to figure things out. George, we are in the middle of a sports equinox. NBA and NHL have started. We are awaiting the beginning of the World Series on Friday. We have a Thursday night football game. We've got college football for each of the next 3 days. Not really time out here to take a breath. There's just, and I think college basketball starts in like 2 weeks. I mean, there's not enough time to keep track of everything if we even wanted to.
Yeah, it's a great time of the sports year, right? As you mentioned, we have everything here. Although, you know, I don't like baseball deciding to take most of the week off here. Like it seems like it's been a week, 2 weeks since baseball has played here. I don't think it's been the brightest move here to take 4 or 5 days off between the end of the LCS Championship Series and the World Series here. And why play on a Friday night? Why start the World Series on a Friday night, for crying out loud? Not to mention, if it were to go 7 games, that would also be played on a Friday or Saturday night. I don't think baseball thought this out very well at all.
I don't hate the Friday night, because then that's the only day you're not competing with football, right? No big college football game, no Thursday night football. Obviously, you know, the games, like, they're going to be overlapping some of the time with the NFL, and you know, spoiler alert, I don't think Major League Baseball is going to do very well when they are competing head to head with the National Football League. Moving into our headlines here on Thursday, October 27th, the Portland Trail Blazers suffer their first loss of the season as Damian Lillard leaves early. Cole Anthony also injured for the Orlando Magic. The Los Angeles Lakers also move to 0-4. Pretty brutal for them, and as they get trounced by the Denver Nuggets in the second half. The New England Patriots have announced that it will, in fact, be Mac Jones starting this weekend and not Bailey Zappe against the New York Jets. I suppose it is certainly a get-right spot for the New England Patriots after getting trounced on Monday Night Football by the Chicago Bears. The Philadelphia Eagles trade a 4th-round pick for Chicago Bears defensive end Robert Quinn. Only 1 sack this year, did have 8.5 sacks last season. I think they are just betting on being able to play him on some limited and situational snaps. And Chargers Mike Williams expected to miss around 4 weeks. He's got that dreaded high ankle sprain, George. I would not count on Mike Williams being effective pretty much for the rest of the season. I would pretty much say that he's just got to be pretty toast at this point. We never love to see our guys get the high ankle sprains.
No, well, we don't like to see our guys get any injury, but high ankle sprains annoying, because as you said, you really can never be quite sure. They called it, what, 2 to 6 weeks originally, so even they don't know. So it could be a while. It could be something that lingers. You know, just because he comes back in 4 weeks doesn't mean he's fully healthy, right? He's just able to play, but he may not be that guy anymore. Chargers have had a disappointing season, to say the least. You finally get Keenan Allen back, and now you lose Mike Williams. So even Keenan Allen is, well, you know, opposing defense is going to be targeting you big time when you play again here. So it's a problem here. It's a problem with the Chargers here. It's a problem with Herbert. It's a problem all over for the offense here, with the exception of Austin Ekeler.
Yeah, and I mean, in terms of like the most disappointing teams in the NFL, the Chargers have got to be one of them. You know, we were talking about them heading into the season like Super Bowl contenders, George, and they just really have not been. I mean, there are a number of teams that are very disappointing. Obviously, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who we are going to get into later in this show, incredibly disappointing. The Green Bay Packers, very disappointing. I believe the NFL trade deadline is today at 4 p.m. Eastern time. George, it's next week. Okay, all
next
right,
Tuesday.
It's next week.
Next Tuesday, next Monday.
Are we anticipating the Green Bay Packers trading for a wide receiver?
You know, I'm glad you brought this up because I was going to ask you anyway. I mean, let's just say you're a Chase Claypool owner, Jerry Jeudy, and you're, oh, wow, it'd be great to go to Green Bay. Would it? It would take you a while to learn the playbook here. You know, next week is what, week 9 here. By the time you learn the playbook, maybe week 12, week 13. I guess if you're a playoff team in your league, that's great. Maybe get that guy going into the playoffs where he's finally figured it out here. But I don't know if this would be great for your fantasy team. I just don't. Maybe you feel like you have nothing to lose. You know, Claypool's not doing much of Pittsburgh anyway. Let's see what happens here. I can understand that, but I don't know. To answer your question, Green Bay generally doesn't make big moves like that. Yeah, they generally don't, so I don't know if they're going to do it now. Plus, this would also means they would have to admit they made a mistake, right? Getting rid of Adams or not wanting to pay him the big money. You know, are they willing to admit that mistake? And also, you know, with Denver or Jerry Jeudy, this guy could still be a building block for your team. You're going to give up on him or trade him? Whatever you can get, because Russell Wilson's terrible this year. So I think there's a lot of that's going to go into that, though. But I think there will be some trade. It's not as bad as it used to be. Listen, the NFL trade deadline will never be Major League Baseball or the NBA or the NHL. But it's something. Right? We did see James Robinson get traded earlier this week. You mentioned Quinn got traded yesterday. So it's not as dead as it used to be. But it's not going to be like, oh, God, we're all going to be wondering what's going on. Oh, I have a deadline next week. What's going to happen on the final hour? It's not quite that crazy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Yeah, I think it's pretty far from dead. I hope that we see at least one wide receiver transaction, whether it be Elijah Moore, Chase Claypool, Brandon Cooks. I would just love to, I mean, we just like more guys who are startable in fantasy football, and none of those guys are particularly startable in their circumstances right now. Guys, we got a jam-packed show filled with you. We are, of course, going to preview Thursday Night Football with our friends from Fantasy Pros. We are going to talk about some waiver wire running backs who might be able to break out this next week, and, of course, some fantasy reality. We're going to go ahead and run to break here real quick on the show. See you back in a few moments.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back into Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid TV. I'm Davis Maddock, joined by George Kurtz. No Craig Mish today. We are dead in the middle of the fantasy football season, heading into the 8th week, getting dangerously close to the fantasy football playoffs. Week 13, going to be the starting week for fantasy football playoffs for most teams. We are right in the middle of the bye weeks, although thankfully, two of the best teams in football had their bye week last week. The Kansas City Chiefs have their bye week this week, so we're getting past some of the big ones. But, you know, everyone I know who plays fantasy football, George, is just begging out for a running back. I mean, I don't think I have one fantasy football team where I feel good about my third running back on the bench. You know, my guy who's my injury fill-in, my bye week fill-in. So we have lots of guys that we are speculating on. We're going to take a look at three guys who are in line for more playing time either this week or coming up soon, beginning in the Los Angeles Rams backfield with Kyren Williams from Notre Dame. So Cam Akers is essentially, they're going to try and trade him. Unclear if they're going to be able to. He might just end up being a healthy scratch for the rest of the year. Our friend Adam Schefter reported in week one that Kyren Williams was actually in line for quite a big role. His first NFL snap, he suffers a high ankle sprain. He has to have surgery. They have returned him to practice, so they've activated his 21-day window off of the physically unable to perform list. I got to say, I mean, the Rams backfield has been an absolute wasteland of fantasy points. I believe as a whole, so every running back combined through 7 weeks, I believe has scored less than 80 total PPR points. It's been absolutely brutal. Can Kyren Williams be the guy who is a fantasy starter out of this backfield?
Oh, when you word it like that, a fantasy starter. Well, that means you could put him in the flex. I think I certainly think he'll get a shot, right? I mean, everything you said is true. It's devastating what's going on there. It's a huge disappointment. Whether or not they can trade Akers by the deadline next Tuesday, I do not know. I think it's going to be tough to trade any running back this season because obviously when you're trading him, probably not very good. And also next year is a strong free agent running back class. So you're not going to be desperate for someone for the future. Like, oh, we'll get Akers this year and next couple of years. You can pick up somebody in free agency next year, and you're not paying the price as far as draft picks. And if you are going to trade these guys, on the other end, you're not going to get much in return. So will the Rams, like, trade Akers for, you know, we get a sixth and we give up a seventh, one of those deals, which you see so often in the NFL, which is really not that much of a return. You pretty much get just not releasing the guy. It's all you're getting. You're getting a little bit back here. So we'll see if teams want to do something like that. But once again, Kyren Williams, I think he gets a shot because don't you give him a shot, Davis? I mean, don't you have to? They got nothing else going on. That you already laid out the numbers here. What do you have to lose? You got to see if the guy can play here, assuming he's healthy and fully healthy at that. So, yes, I think he's a shot. If you're a fantasy owner, sure, I think you pick him up as a speculative ad here just to see what happens here. Am I dropping somebody really good on my roster, somebody I can use? No. So I would need I'm not expecting big things here. You know, I'm dying to get Kyren Williams, but if you have a spot on your roster, you want to see what happens here, that's what I think either. I think the see what happens guy, nothing to lose guy. Maybe I hit the jackpot here, or maybe I get a useful player here. But with that offensive line, the way the offense is working here, hard to see it.
I think it's pretty hard to see. I think really the only way that Kyren ends up being a guy, you know, we're kind of ranking in the top 20 every single week is if the return of Van Jefferson really sparks things for the Rams offense. I do think they clearly miss a field stretcher. Allen Robinson definitely has not been that guy, and they could just generate more opportunities. Stafford has played pretty poor. So I'm with you. I mean, I'm adding him in some spots very cheaply, but the expectations are pretty low. Moving now to the Carolina Panthers backfield, we have Donta Foreman and Chuba Hubbard. Reportedly on Wednesday, Hubbard was in the red non-contact jersey. The only activity he did at practice was riding the bike. Raheem Blackshear, a fifth-year undrafted free agent, who actually did play a couple snaps last week, would fill in for Hubbard. Foreman played fewer snaps and ran fewer routes than Hubbard last week, but looked way better. He had one run, I think it was 65 yards, and had another run over 30 yards. I've always kind of thought he was decent. He was good in a part-time role for the Tennessee Titans last season after Derrick Henry got injured. He was formerly a very highly vaunted prospect coming out of the University of Texas, played for the Houston Texans, but suffered, funnily enough, the same injury that befell Cam Akers, the Achilles injury. George, the big problem is the Panthers just stink. What are we doing with Donta Foreman?
Well, you know, pretty much any running back that has a pulse and a heartbeat, we're going to be interested in, especially a starting running back at that. Now, granted, Hubbard and Foreman, they're pretty much 50-50 guys. I would probably prefer Hubbard, assuming he's healthy. And I understand it's a big assumption here, but the original report after the game Sunday, he suffered an ankle injury. The original report is that he could have kept playing. All right, so that would tell you it's okay. It's not terrible. Probably not the high ankle sprain, right? He's pedaling yesterday. He's attending practice, not participating in it. So I'm feeling okay here about Hubbard. I did put in a claim for him in a couple. I lost every damn league. I couldn't get him. Four and two for that match. Just didn't. Wasn't with me there. I want both guys. I would have won Hubbard first here. I think this could be a situation, Davis, because this is the way I would run it. If I'm, I don't think either one's a star. So I don't think Wilkes is going, oh, I got to have this guy. I think it's going to be where Hubbard has the lead right now, assuming health again. But it could be the hot hand. What's going on each game here? You know, and that's the way I would. That's just the way I would approach it. Who's ever playing well, that's the person going to get the most touches. Maybe there's a package for both in the run game and the receiving game here. Could be that as well. I am curious to see which one's the touchdown guy. That would probably be the differentiator for me. If I knew that for sure, which one's going to be the goal line guy, that's the player I want. So right now, though, if I had to choose both, I could only have one. Hubbard would be that guy. But Foreman has value. Value as well. Is it any starting running back? And these guys are both quasi, you know, 1As and 1Bs have value here. But I would say Hubbard first.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, I'm not excited to start either one of them, but I would welcome either of them on my team for some of the dust balls I have at the end of my benches in fantasy football. Our final guy here, we're actually going to see him play tonight. The Baltimore Ravens taking on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Gus Edwards is nominally the starting running back for the Baltimore Ravens. I would say, honestly, of everyone on this list, I am most cautious on Gus Edwards for a couple different reasons. The first being, it's still a three-way timeshare. Kenyon Drake was still in there. Justice Hill was still in there, even though Justice Hill fumbled, you know, at a very crucial spot. The other thing is, Baltimore doesn't throw to their running backs to begin with, and they really don't throw to Gus Edwards. I mean, Gus Edwards has never had more than two receptions in a game in his career. I know he scored the two touchdowns. I just cannot get excited about Gus Edwards. I'm starting him in two spots where I am truly desperate, but I'm really not going to be surprised if he just gives me like 2 points.
Lamar Jackson in there too. Right, he's going to take a big share of the running game as well. He might take some of those touchdowns away here. I think Gus Edwards could be the guy that screws you. Because of what you just said, your last line there, I wouldn't be surprised if I get 2 points tonight. That's exactly why he might be the guy that screws you. We all loved him, right? A couple of touchdowns last week. Oh, he came back off the IR. Oh, look what he's doing. All the damage he's doing. Fantastic. And it's a Justice Hill night tonight. Or it's a Kenyon Drake night tonight. Or Lamar Jackson screwed everybody. He ran in 2 touchdowns. You know, that sort of thing. One thing I'm not afraid of as far as tonight, that Tampa Bay run defense has not been as good as we expected it to be this season. So I'm okay with the running backs as far as that's concerned. But Gus Edwards, if you blew your fab on him when you're on your number one waiver wire priority, which I don't blame you for, by the way. You mentioned most of us are in trouble at running back. I said a pulse by going after the guy. So I don't blame you for it. But, yeah, I think there could be a lot of people tomorrow going, you've got to be kidding me. You know, what happened here? Wouldn't surprise me at all.
Yeah, it's the name of the game. I mean, I definitely spent some fab dollars that I'm probably going to end up regretting on Gus Edwards. It's just the nature of the position. If you don't have like one of the 9 guys who are crushing right now, you are desperately seeking an answer at that position. And spoiler alert, only going to get worse throughout the course of the year as more guys get injured and you know, just there's just a total lack of clarity in some of
the- When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
These backfields, who knows? Maybe we'll end up getting even more insanity as a result of the NFL trade deadline next week. We're going to go ahead and run into break here real quick on Fantasy Sports Today before we cover the Thursday Night Football DFS slate. See you guys back here in just a few moments.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back into Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid TV. I'm Davis Mack, joined in this segment by our friend from Fantasy Pros, Sean Green. We are going to take a look at the showdown slate on DraftKings tonight, Thursday Night Football. We have the Baltimore Ravens and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I think pretty encouragingly, no major injuries that we are dealing with on either team other than Russell Gage not playing for the Buccaneers. Julio Jones is reportedly a game-time decision, probably erring on the side of him not playing. Guy took a couple end of rounds in week one, said, you know what, that's it for me, I'm done, I'm just gonna hang out, you know, I'll rehab, I'll ride the bike, and if you guys need me in the postseason, then I'll be there. Looking at our captain prices tonight, we have Lamar at Lamar, what a salary, 17,700. Mike Evans at 16.5, Tom Brady 15,000 in the captain, Mark Andrews 13.8, Chris Godwin 13.5, and our guy, Leonard Fournette, at 13.2. Pretty interesting slate in terms of strategy, because so many of the Ravens' fantasy points are just generated via Lamar Jackson that that makes them kind of an enigma to figure out for showdown. And then the Buccaneers, not a high-flying offense. What are we doing in this Thursday night slate, Sean?
Yeah, you know, I think as far as like value play on the Tampa Bay Bucks, I'm looking to go kind of off the board here, Cade Otton. He seems to be getting an increased workload. He's got some red zone targets to his name. Baltimore Ravens have also led up 4 touchdowns to the tight end. No Cameron Brate. I think his price and his volume is kind of a sneaky play there. I do think, other than that, for the Bucs offense, I think he's going to look to pepper Mike Evans a bunch. As far as the Ravens, I kind of like Duvernay a little bit in this spot. You know, Bateman looks like he's still out, or if he does play, he's not going to be 100%. Mark Andrews, again, coming off I don't even think he got a catch last game. He's dealing with some injuries. So I think Duvernay is kind of an interesting play there as well.
Yeah, Mark Andrews has gotten in one day of practice the last 2 weeks. He got a limited practice in last Friday, has not practiced yet this week. I would imagine he's going to play, but I think you're right. I think he'll probably play in a limited sense. And they really seem to use Duvernay pretty creatively when Bateman was out of the lineup. Bateman is also reportedly dealing with a foot injury, so I suppose there's an off chance that he also does not play, which I think would make Duvernay a really strong play here against the Buccaneers. We're going to take a look at some quarterbacks right now that we might be dealing with off the waiver wire in fantasy football, beginning with a personal favorite of mine, Malik Willis. Not really a more exciting moment in fantasy football than when Ryan Tannehill, you know, has to go over to the sideline with his helmet off. And look, Tannehill, you know, he's a gamer. He's delivered us some great moments. I've seen enough of him personally. I am ready and waiting for Malik Willis to start for this Tennessee Titans team. I don't think it's going to happen this week. It could. Tannehill has reportedly been in a walking boot, but where are you at on Malik Willis?
Oh, I'm with you. I'm super excited about Malik Willis. He won me some money in preseason DFS. I mean, he is just a super, as a quarterback, he's just a super, super raw product. But as a fantasy quarterback, he is just, oh man. It is love at first sight. This dude is just a willing runner. You know, he's got an arm when he wants to use it, but he's kind of looking to run first. If you're playing him, if he does end up getting the start, he's certainly interesting in DFS. His price is super low, and he's a guy that I think could easily get you 100 rushing yards and then maybe even 2 touchdowns against this Texans defense, which is very porous against the run. I would even look to get super creative here in some GPP plays and go Malik Willis with a Derrick Henry stack. Normally that's not like a great EV play, but I think against this Texans run defense, again, obviously if he gets the start, and the line is suggesting that he might start, because last I saw the line, that it was like -1.5 Titans as a road favorite. I think if Tannehill was playing and healthy, that number would be a little bit higher.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think that, I mean, I put some bids in on Malik Willis last night, won a couple of them, didn't, surprisingly, got outbid for him. I thought that Sam Ehlinger would kind of be the apple of the eye out there was the Saints head coach Dennis Allen telling reporters yesterday after practice, Jameis is healthy, but Andy Dalton is the starter. I mean, look, if Andy was playing really well, if Andy was you know, managing the offense and Kamara was doing his thing, I would get it, right? But it's not as if we are in some bizarro world where Andy is crushing for the New Orleans Saints. He stunk so bad against the Arizona Cardinals. Back-to-back pick sixes. Don't see that all that often. What are we doing with Jameis in fantasy right now?
Yeah, the only time you would see that normally is with Jameis Winston, which is kind of ironic that Andy Dalton is the one taking his job here. I mean, Jameis will give you those upside big plays as well as the turnovers that Andy Dalton has been giving you. So I'm with you. I don't understand why you don't give Jameis back the job. I think Jameis's ceiling is certainly much higher, and it's not like you're getting this safe floor as far as quarterback play from Andy Dalton. He's really not been good turning the ball over. I think it's tough to keep Jameis as your quarterback right now. The fact that they're not giving him a shot to kind of take his job after he lost it due to injury, I can't imagine in a managed league hanging on to Jameis Winston right now, because the path to him getting time, maybe he sees it, but if he's not starting at home this, you know, in this game, I don't see a great path for Jameis, unfortunately.
Yeah, I mean, I think probably, honestly, at the end, I think it's more likely that Taysom ends up starting a game at quarterback. It just seems like they are over. It just pretty much seems like it's over for Jameis. And a guy who has led some fun fantasy offenses in the past, although they just really have not let him do that at all here in New Orleans. Finally, probably the weirdest quarterback situation of the year, the Mac Jones versus Bailey Zappe situation in New England. Mac Jones throws an interception that may or may not have hit the sky cam wire from the ESPN Monday Night Football cameras. ESPN says it didn't. The video evidence, honestly, to me, does make it look like it hit the wire on that interception. Go and watch that clip if you have not seen it. Pretty easy to find on Twitter or a quick Google search. But, I mean, at the end of the day, they have realized that Bailey Zappe is at least going to be a good backup quarterback for them. So they have that knowledge. They don't need to play him anymore, I think, to learn that. But they spent the number 15 overall pick on Mac Jones last year. He was quite good as a rookie. Not amazing. You know, this guy is not, he doesn't look like a future MVP, doesn't look like a top 10 quarterback in the league, but can he be like a little bit worse than Kirk Cousins? Probably. I think it does seem that way. So you got to play him, and you got to figure it out, because the clock is ticking on figuring out if you're going to extend this guy, if you're going to pick up his fifth year option. What are we doing with Mac Jones?
Yeah, I mean, I think the Patriots are fairly committed to Mac Jones. I know this past week was kind of all over the map, but according to the Patriots beat reporters, the plan was to play both of them. It sounded like Belichick didn't want to play Mac Jones, but Mac Jones was insisting, like, hey, I'm good. He saw a little bit of Mac Jones, didn't like what he saw. I don't think – it was weird because he was running. I don't think he, like, fully trusted his ankle or whatever it was. He didn't look super comfortable in that pocket. I do think this is a – could be a decent spot for him as far as like a real quarterback, but the Jets defense has been pretty stout. So I don't know if this is an ideal fantasy spot. Maybe you keep Jones on your roster. I think certain situations, maybe you look to play the Patriots, but they're pretty committed to the run. I don't think they're going to really let him air it out. And certainly not this week against the Jets. I think they're going to look to pound the rock. It's going to be a big Damian Ramondre game. It'll probably be kind of frustrating because I do think they're going to work Damian more in, their carries are going to get pretty split up. So it's going to be a frustrating Pats offense, I think, to play fantasy-wise.
And I mean, on that, I mean, I thought it was pretty interesting that Tyquan Thornton was actually playing more snaps out of the slot than Jacoby Myers. Myers did kind of save his day with that, what was it, a 31-yard touchdown Zappe threw to him. He fell over but rolled into the end zone. I mean, Jacoby Myers has really been the most stable asset for the New England Patriots in terms of their passing game, like really, I don't know, what, the last 3 years pretty much at this point. But I mean, I think at this point, I would not be surprised if from this point forward, Thornton ended up scoring more points than Myers.
Yeah, no, I mean, you're talking about Patriots fantasy players. Thornton is a guy that if you don't have on your roster, I think you could trade for him. Maybe the QB controversy has kind of scared people off him a little bit, but they do seem committed to working him into the lineup and kind of force feeding him some touches. So I'm with you. I'm high on Thornton to have a good second half of the season.
Yeah, and I mean, probably the most interesting thing is how often do rookie pass catchers play for the New England Patriots? Like Myers was kind of the last one, but even, you know, they took in Keel Harry with a first round pick, didn't really play him. They are, you know, paying all this money to Jonnu Smith and using him like a fullback. I think if Thornton is out there on your waiver wire left over, he did score 2 touchdowns 2 weeks ago, but might have gotten dropped this most recent week. I think he is one of the guys I really like sitting out there on the waiver wire. One last one for you. Khalil Shakir for the Buffalo Bills. I'm really excited about this guy. What percent chance do you think there is that coming out of the bye, he is playing ahead of Isaiah McKenzie?
Oh, man. It's not super high, unfortunately. I'm with you. Shakir is super interesting. The Bills just seem they seem to like to play the vets over younger guys. So I hope Shakir gets more work, but I'm not that optimistic. I'd say like 25% chance.
All right, there we go. We just kind of went around the league. We covered Thursday Night Football for Showdown DFS. I think it's a pretty interesting slate. Covered some quarterbacks around the league, a little bit of bonus wide receiver chatter there at the end. Everyone make sure to check out Sean's work over on Fantasy Pros. We are going to go ahead and run into break here real quick on the program. George Kurtz will rejoin me here in a few moments for Fantasy Reality. See you guys back on the other side of the break.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Important topics in sports wagering, real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back into Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid TV. I'm Davis Maddock, joined by George Kurtz. Before we get into Fantasy Reality, I need to remind everyone to please be following at Sports Grid and at Sports Grid TV on social media. The network, really everything that you need to stay plugged into the world of speculating on professional sports is going to be covered there on the network. So we know you can't watch 24 hours a day, so make sure that you follow on social media. George, we're gonna talk a little bit of baseball before we get into fantasy or reality here. We have the Philadelphia Phillies and the Houston Astros playing in the Fall Classic. What's your take? Who wins? Who are you rooting for? You know, do we think that the Astros are just kind of the team that does it that much better than everyone else? How sad are you about your New York Yankees and them keeping Aaron Boone? I mean, what's the tenor of your thoughts in the world of baseball right now?
Wow, there's a lot there. There's a lot there. I got to start with the Yankees. I'm not a Boone guy. All right, I never was. I don't think he's a great manager. I thought his moves in the playoffs were, I think to put it nicely, head-scratching. All right, to put it bluntly, were awful. What are you doing? Did he feel the pressure of the players? He kept making strange moves. So do I think Boone needs to go? Sure. The problem is this. Boone doesn't manage the Yankees. All right. Cashman manages the Yankees. All right. Everything's through the analytics department. So all Cashman would do is hire another another guy that's a yes man. That's all he would do. Boone has three jobs, really. Control the clubhouse, the egos and all that with all the other players here. Talk to the media, you know, control them. And then some in-game moves. And even that, a lot of that's dictated by analytics. That's all Boone does. Everything else, he's not setting the lineup. All right, he's not. That's, once again, done by the analytics department there. So I don't know if things are going to change there. I think Cashman, and listen, Cashman's been great for the Yankees. They won, what, 5 World Series under him, but I think he needs to go. You know, I think they need a new voice there, a new thought thing. I hope Judge stays, but Davis, I'll be the first person to tell you, I'm not paying him $400 million. Not doing it. He's going to be 31 next year. I don't think he's going to age well at his size. And if you give a 10-year deal, you're going to eat it. The last 3-4 years of that deal, it's going to be a problem here. So I'm probably not paying him. And I'm a Judge guy. If I had a favorite player, he would be it. You know, he's that guy that when he's there, you know, I call my wife and, hey, honey, you got to go see Aaron Judge. He's up here. You know, that sort of thing there. But, yeah, I'm not expecting big things out of the Yankees next year. It'll be very interesting to see what they do here. As for the World Series, looking forward to it starting tomorrow night. I'm a little surprised the Phillies are starting Nola here and not Zach Wheeler. Nola did not pitch well in his one start against the San Diego Padres in the League Championship Series. Got sort of beat up there, so I would not have started him, but they're going with him. I would have picked the Houston Astros to win this series anyway. I am rooting for the Phillies. Listen, I'm a Yankee fan. Hell, most baseball fans are rooting against Houston, right?
Definitely.
For what they've done in their past. So I'm rooting for the Phillies, but give me the Padres. You know, even if they went with Wheeler, I think it was going to be 6. You know, it's Nola starting. Man, if the Astros beat him up, this might be a 5. This might be over in 5. I'll still stick with 6. But if you're a betting person, I would take 5 or 6. Getting plus money for both. As long as Houston wins and it ends in 5 or 6. There you go.
Okay, I got a question for you. If Stanton was not on the Yankees and they had a guy who was a slightly worse hitter than Stanton, but you could play him in the field every single day and not have to worry about him getting hurt or being a negative defender, like if Judge was guaranteed to just be able to DH for 162 games, does that change how you feel about the contract?
I mean, part of Judge's value is going to be he's a good defensive player. So you don't want him you probably don't want him playing anywhere near 162 out there, but you don't want him DHing full-time. He's a good defensive player. So you want him out there. He saves runs with his arm as well here. Do I wish Stanton wasn't on the Yankees? Of course. That being said, I'm the first person to tell you, I probably would have made the trade too. At the time they did it, it was a gift. Stanton was given to the Yankees for money, not even his full contract. Miami paid part of that. It ended up being that Stanton is just imploded with the Yankees, right? He's not a very good player anymore. Gets hurt all the time, which he did in Miami as well here. But the problem is his OBP has plummeted, his average has plummeted. That's the problem with Stanton with the Yankees here. So, no, I don't think it would change my mind all that much.
All right, guys, it's time for everyone's favorite segment in television, fantasy or reality. All right, everyone. You know, this is very contentious amongst fans of the NFL. Of course, there are some people who believe that every stadium should be a dome so that we never have to deal with any snow. There are some people that hate Soldier Field with its disgusting turf. There are some people that love it, that think, you know, that's real football. They like the ice bowl. So simple question, George. The NFL should make all fields natural grass, fantasy or reality?
Well, this is an easy reality to me. Just for the player safety alone, it should be all natural grass, right? I forget what player had the one of the greatest lines in my mind, where if a cow can't eat it, I don't want to play on it, right? That sort of thing. All turf is, I mean, that's literally just a rug over concrete. You know, good luck to you. You know, that's just not cool. So, yeah, they certainly should be all natural grass. I understand in some of the domes would be tough to grow grass in there. You know, don't. You know, it's not like somebody's still going to just wheel it out here, get some sunlight in there. Although you would think with technology, it must be possible nowadays. And there's no excuse. Oh, we don't want to spend the money. That's bull. All right, you make money hand over fist. All these teams do here. So it could certainly be done. You know, so do I think they should all be natural grass? Absolutely. Do I think it ever will be all natural grass? Absolutely not. It'll never be happen here. But yes, it should all be natural grass. I am that guy, Davis. I like the weather. You know, when you tell me on this Sunday, Come on, man. It's going to be a game that's pouring rain. That game's on TV. I want to see the game in the pouring rain in the snow. You know, in the Monday night game with the high winds last year. You're watching the ESPN countdown crew. They're getting blown off their chairs before the game. Yes, put that on my TV. I want to see that. You know, when I see a sunny game, like, oh, it's sunny. That's not football. Football is meant to be played in some weather here. So give me the weather games.
I knew you were going to say that. I'll be honest, I could have answered that one for you. For me, the exact opposite. Not only do I want it all to be turf, I want it all to be domes. I want over-unders of 55 every week. I don't want the weather. I want points. Fantasy football is what I tune in for. I want points scored. So I have fantasy on this one. I think that everyone should play in a dome, bright lights, fast track. I want absolutely all of that. So I got fantasy there. Moving on now, actually kind of related to the dome, we have our Dallas Cowboys. I guess my former Dallas Cowboys, your current Dallas Cowboys. Ezekiel Elliott did not practice Wednesday, not practicing today on Thursday. He's got a knee injury and a thigh bruise, according to reports. So fantasy reality, Ezekiel Elliott would be a big loss for the Cowboys this weekend against the Chicago Bears.
Yeah, Elliott took, watched the game against Detroit last week. You saw the hit what caused the damage. Probably lucky it wasn't worse because he sort of got hit as his foot hit got stuck on the ground here. That could have easily been more ligament damage there. So hopefully just missing 1 week and the Cowboys have a bye next week. So I'll give him almost three, four weeks to get healthy here before their matchup against the Green Bay Packers here. Would it be a big loss? No. Yeah, and you're playing the Chicago Bears. All right, you can't tell me you can't beat the Bears without Zeke Elliott. B, it means Tony Pollard's playing full-time. You can make a pretty strong argument he should be playing full-time anyway. All right, so no, I don't think this is a bad thing. This is a this is a fantasy. This would not be a big loss for the Cowboys. They'll be just fine. Nick Pollard's going to have a big day against the Bears. But the Bears just traded Quinn, too, so they've already announced that we're done. You know, we're just playing out the season. I don't care if they won Monday night, but that's another thing. Bears played Monday night on the road. NFL scheduling is a joke, by the way. How do you make someone play Monday night on the road and then go play, travel to Texas the next? It's just not fair. It's not right. I mean, come on, figure things out here. So, no, I don't think it'll be a big loss for the Cowboys at all. As a matter of fact, I think this. I think if the Cowboys were playing somebody they were worried about this week, Zeke's probably playing. He's probably playing, but the fact that they think that or pretty sure they're going to beat Chicago with or without Zeke here. No, the only loss for Zeke will be he's very good at pass protection. He's better at Pollard and that's as far as picking up the blitz. Other than that, Pollard's pretty much better every other situation.
Yeah, I mean, Paul, like, you're right. I do think that the idea that Zeke is, like, useless, worthless, like, that's not true. And I certainly have been one of these people who can't believe that Pollard's not playing more. And again, to be fair to the Cowboys coaching staff, this is the most that Pollard has ever played, just in the regular season without injury or whatever. He's been, 40, 50% of the snaps, about 10 touches per game. They are kind of, it's kind of like an Aaron Jones, A.J. Dillon style thing. But yeah, fantasy, it doesn't matter at all. Tony Pollard's going to have 140 yards and maybe two touchdowns this weekend against the Chicago Bears. He's going to absolutely smash. They will miss his pass blocking. If they were playing a normal NFL team, but they're playing the Chicago Bears, who just traded away really the only edge rusher that they had in Robert Quinn. So I don't think we're going to be sweating the missed pass blocking too much this week. So I got fantasy there. Our boy Tony Pollard is going to clean up this week against the Chicago Bears. So that is a fantasy for me. Finally, we have our guy Prince Harry, who is married to an American, lives in the United States. I think his honorific title is, I believe he is the Prince of Wales, but reportedly he is releasing a memoir. So George, fantasy reality, you are interested in the Prince of Wales, Harry's.
Someone else in another country has nothing to do with me. I don't understand why, I don't get it, why anyone cares about the English, whatever, prince, princess, queen, king. It's another country's deal. Why do we care so much? All right, we've been free for them for 250 years, or 45, whatever the hell it comes out to, 245 years. Why do I care about what they're doing? I don't care what's going on in Italy. I don't care what's going on in France. Yeah, I might care about what's going on in Russia because Putin might blow the damn world up. But other than that, why would I care? I don't understand this country's fascination with that. I don't. I just don't. He's married to Meghan Markle. And the only reason I know that is because I like the show she was on, Suits. which is on here, The Lawyer Show, which I thought was a pretty entertaining show. So yeah, I liked her, but isn't great. You're writing a memoir. Congratulations. I'll treat this like I would any other memoir, other than a sports memoir. I don't give a damn.
Yeah, I don't care. I don't so much go for biographies that much these days. I mean, I guess I've read some great biographies in my life. I like, in terms of ranking types of books I like to read, like I would go like, literary fiction, number one, like fantasy fiction, number two, science fiction, number three. And I do like some nonfiction books, but you know, there's a limited number of hours on that clock per day. I would have to be, you know, in a real desperate state to want to read, honestly, any royal person's memoirs, because it's just like, it's just not that interesting to me. I can't fathom caring about the lives that these people lead because they don't do anything. They have no purpose. These are figureheads. So yeah, I'm completely with you. That is a fantasy. And everyone, that is going to wrap up Fantasy Reality here on the program. As always, we're going to go ahead and end our program with the Sports Grid 60. If you missed any of the content on today's show, you can go back and watch that on demand to on our YouTube channel or on sportsgrid.com. George and I are going to go ahead and run into our final break on the program. Make sure that you stay tuned at Sports Grid for the rest of the day. George and I will see you back in a moment.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back in to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid TV. I'm Davis Maddock, joined by George Kurtz. And as always, we are going to end our program with a little something we like to call the Sports Grid 60.
You know, I talked about earlier how I really thought it's unfair how the NFL is making the Chicago Bears, right? They played Monday night in New England, and then 6 days later travel to Dallas. At the very least, if you're playing on a Monday night, you should have a home game the next week. But that's not the worst scheduling snafu this week. The San Francisco 49ers are playing the Los Angeles Rams. It's a divisional game. It's an important divisional game. San Fran played last week, right? Got smashed by the Kansas City Chiefs. And they're playing the Rams at the Rams, by the way, who had a bye week. A bye week. How do you play a divisional game coming off a bye week? All right, forget the fact that these two teams were supposed to be 1-2 in the division all year long. How does this make any sense? All right, those divisional games are important. They can decide home field advantage in the playoffs. They can decide who gets the number one seed here. And you're having one team play another coming off a bye week? So I'll never truly understand why the NFL does this. This is why, you know, when they say, we're worried about competitive balance. No, you're not. You're not. You're not worried about ball. You're worried about money. That's it. You don't care about anything else.
I mean, George, you're definitely not wrong. This is the first year, I believe, that teams coming back playing from London had to play the next week. I mean, think about that. Think about flying to London and then coming back and playing. And I think, by the way, the this new concussion rule, very similar, where the NFL is more concerned about the optics than the reality. We had in back-to-back weeks, Teddy Bridgewater and then Amon-Ra St. Brown for the Detroit Lions, who, I mean, did take hits, did not look the best, but in both situations, the independent neurologist said that they were not showing any signs of a concussion, yet they not only didn't play the rest of that game, but maybe not even going to play the next week. Everyone, that's it for us here at Fantasy Sports Today on Sports Grid TV. Stay on the grid for the rest of the day. George and I will see you back with Craig tomorrow.